Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
We're going to get used to this. Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I talked to Isaac last week. I said, I think I need an intro.
Yeah, you need your own. You're going to be on more even throughout the year.
I am. Actually, I'm going to be leaving you next weekend, heading to Hawaii. Okay. And then I will be back right away on the 18th because I'm coming back from Hawaii on the 16th. And then I'll be back on the show because Rose is leaving again.
Here's the difference between our lives. You're not going to be here next week because you're going to be in Hawaii. I'm not going to be here next week because I'm going to be up in like up north Wisconsin freezing my butt off.
It's going to warm up. It'll be beautiful up there. I'm not worried about you.
So speaking of Rose not being here, what's going on with her?
Has she been gone forever?
Oh my God. Seems like it.
It's been so long. She is actually winging her way home right now from Australia.
Okay.
They left yesterday, which is our today. So they'll be here on our tomorrow, which is today. No, I'm not quite sure with that international dateline, but she's coming home from Sydney today with her group, arriving back to Chicago in the early evening, and she'll be back in Wisconsin before we know it. So you'll be able to hear some great stories from her next weekend.
Lucky her. So was the weather over there? It looked nice, right?
Yeah, I think they had a great time. It was a lot of the folks traveling with her are friends of mine as well, and so watching them on Facebook is fun too. And they're just actually quite a few people are over in Australia and New Zealand right now, and they're just having a great time. Sunny southern atmosphere kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, they were locked down for a couple of years, right? So everybody's like, we can finally go and explore. So.
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing good. And, you know, I was listening to the show on the way down, and I just want to say that Fox World Travel is at 63 years old, owned by the same family, just like your last guest.
Nice.
So, yeah, we started in 1960. And so the chairman of the board, David Edis, he bought the company from his father. And now we're on the third generation. Chip Edis is running us. And I'm pretty sure if I'm still around, his kids will be my boss next. So they're young yet. But I hope to be around for a long time with this same family-owned company.
Again, that goes to customer service, right? You don't stay in business if you're not treating your customers properly.
Absolutely. And just yesterday was Employee Appreciation Day, and they always do so many nice things for us at Fox World Travel, and just to be acknowledged. And I was thinking about my tenure with them, and I've been with them for 27 plus years, and we have such a wealth of knowledge within our company that I can walk this last week I came into the office and I was just chatting with some of the other people in different departments, and just to the collaboration and the wealth of knowledge in that company is just astounding. And that's why we have the clients that come back and to us all the time, because we do take good care of them.
Yeah. And you got not only knowledge in a person, you, Rose, whoever's been there for a long time, you've got specialists that you're starting to kind of really hone in on, the Disney or the European or the.
Yeah.
So when somebody calls in or goes to the website, what's that process look like?
They can actually look up in one of our advisors by their expertise, their location. But by expertise, speaking of Disney, if you really want a good person to help you with Disney, and that's getting harder to work with Disney, and as far as getting everything arranged and the tickets and the dining and the transportation, the flights, you can just go in, look for an advisor, stick Disney into the destination, and all of our Dream Team experts will come up, and then you can read through their bios and see who may be a good fit for you or where they're located, and you could do that with any destination. We've got Alaska experts, we've got Europe experts, Tahiti experts. We've got them all. So take a peek at that.
Business travel, destination weddings, group travel. You guys do it all.
Absolutely. And meetings and incentives. And yeah, we've got a well-rounded company. It's a fabulous company. We're busy again, which is great. We're getting back up to par. Prior to COVID, I know that my weeks go by. These last 2 months just blew by, and I can't believe how much stuff we got done and how many people are traveling again.
Yeah, it's busy at the airports.
Oh, I can imagine. I'm looking forward to Monday.
Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk travel. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, 2023 Milwaukee Auto Show at the Wisconsin Center today. Bucks are playing at Fiserv tonight. Family Free Day at the Milwaukee County Zoo. There's so much to do around town, so get out and enjoy the 48 degrees we're supposed to have today.
Oh, that sounds just wonderful.
Doesn't it sound good? Yeah. Rose is coming back to decent weather, so
and
that's good.
Maybe by the time I get back from Hawaii on the 16th, it'll be summer.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? I hope you're right.
All my snow is gone and everything, and all my sun pup starts running.
Yeah, right. I'm Dayton Kane, Colleen Ulsberg in for Rose Gray, and taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1621. Here says, we're interested in the 2024 group tour. When do you plan on announcing them on your website?
That'll be fairly soon. I'm working on, I'm in charge of Alaska, so they've got that rocking and rolling right now. Contracts are signed, just waiting for pricing. And I know my coworkers are feverishly working on European and exotic travel. And that should be open. I know we're doing Hawaii, should be open in the next couple of weeks. And I would say April, probably, we're looking at. Yeah.
Deanne just texted in as well asking if there's going to be an Alaska travel show coming up.
You know, we hope so. We did our first live show last year, which was the first one since COVID. And as soon as we get Alaska up and running, I'm sure our marketing department has that in the back of their mind that we need to get back out on the road and do a few live shows, because that's always a lot of fun and it's the most educational that we can do. And if it's not live, we will definitely have some virtual travel shows.
Okay. Another question here says, my family is looking to go on a river cruise in Europe. I just learned about AMA Waterways. Any advice over Viking?
They are both very good companies. They are both preferred partners with Fox World Travel and our signature network. They are, I've not experienced either one of them. I've done Uniworld. I've done Avalon. I would liken AMA or AMA to a... probably more so an Avalon River Cruise. Very nice ships, very, you know, small count passenger counts, maybe 150, 180 maximum. They're all sailing the same rivers. So I would say if I had my pick of the two between Viking and AMA, I'd probably go with AMA.
Follow up to that was, would you recommend Rhine or Danube River Cruise?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. I love them both. The Rhine is a great river to start with, because normally you start in Amsterdam, and I'm actually doing a Rhine cruise in October, and I picked it because I love that itinerary. It's a good starter because it's castles on the Rhine, so you get some daytime sailing, which some of the other river cruises will be sailing more at night. But this is, you're going into the Rhine River Valley. You're in the Riesling wine region, and you're also in the castle area. So it's castles everywhere on several days. So the Danube is great too, though, because then you're getting into all those great little cities. You know, I call them the Berg cities, Rothenburg, Rothburg, Würzburg, Augsburg. No, I'm just kidding. love that area too. So they're both fabulous. I think you'd probably be a little more busy on a Danube cruise and a little bit more sailing on a Rhine.
Okay. Good advice. I like it. Great question as well. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. If somebody's new and they're listening in here and they don't travel a lot, what are some things that you would recommend they know? Like, is it packing certain things that we should know about? Is it, where do we find information on the trips we want to go to? Like, what's some first steps for new travelers?
First, I would probably have something in mind. If you've never been anywhere before, if you're looking at maybe going to a European destination for your first time, kind of have in the back of your mind what you want to do and what it's all about, whether it's a genealogy or if it's just a sightseeing or you don't know, you want to go to Oktoberfest, just have some kind of an idea. And then I would definitely start out with one of our advisors at Fox World, because, you know, like we were talking before, look up an expert on that destination, and then you can work with that person and they can really streamline everything for you. They can give you packing tips. When we do our groups, we what we call phase emails, we'll send you an intro of our tour managers so you can get to know the person you're traveling with. And then we'll send packing tips, and then we'll send the documents, and we'll send optional excursions. And we'll really fill you in on everything you need to know by going. I think especially on a first trip over, you really need to work with the experts, and that's what we do.
Yeah, That's what you're there for. Yeah. Foxworldtravel.com is the website where you can find them. What's the phone number where you can call?
It's 866-GO-FOX-GO. And like you said, foxworldtravel.com has also got a lot of great information.
All right. Can you get trip insurance after we book our hotel's tour is a question on the text line here.
Yes, you can get trip insurance. We use Travel Guard, which is a company out of, it's an AIG company out of Wisconsin. And you can purchase it pretty much up to the time you're leaving. The only caveat is that if you have paid for your trip or deposited on your trip to cover pre-existing conditions, you have to book it within and pay for it within 14 days. So that's the only difference. If you don't have pre-existing conditions, it's not an issue. But travel insurance, we highly recommend it. So definitely you can still get quotes on that on travelguard.com or call one of our advisors for quotes.
All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. I wasn't here last week. Do you know where I was?
I heard something about Florida and the Villages.
Have you ever been to the Villages?
I have not, but I have certainly heard about
them. If you want to go to a different world, that's right here in the United States. That's the place to go. My uncle calls it the bubble. It is just its own community built in the middle of Florida that is just, I use the word crazy, I think like 100 times a day. Like, this is crazy.
It's like its own country.
It's like its own city for sure. Yeah. It is its own city. It spans three different counties. It's just, it's crazy. And the infrastructure that goes in and the planning is out of control. Great time, great golf. It was a good time. Travel for me, by the way, was fine. I took Spirit on the way down and Frontier on the way back, and they both ran. Actually, we were ahead of schedule on Spirit.
Fabulous.
Which was nice. So travel, the airports were busy, but they weren't out of control. So that was good.
That's good, because I have a 6:45 a.m. flight on Monday, and I was planning on getting there at 5, but I'll have pre-check done, and I have a TSA pre-check global entry.
Yeah.
So I think I'll be okay.
I went out on a Tuesday afternoon, and I had pre-checked, so I walked in 2 hours early and sat for 2 hours, because it literally took me 5 minutes to walk through.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
yeah.
Tuesday is a good time to travel, it seems.
It is, yeah. So. Yeah. Well, hopefully Monday as well, because I've got a group of 42 going with me. We're going to have a great time.
That's going to be awesome. All right, Colleen Alsberg in for Rose Gray today. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Get your calls in. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a beautiful day. Maybe a slight afternoon shower, high of 48. We're at 32 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Colleen Alsberg here, ready to take your calls and texts. And Dan from New Berlin texted 855-616-1620. Anything in the works for Egypt?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I actually teased it on Facebook a week ago, and just to see if anybody was still interested in going to Egypt, because I had come back from an amazing trip in October, probably one of the best trips I've ever taken in my life.
That's saying a lot, because you've been on a lot of trips.
Yeah, it's definitely it's one of my top two places that I absolutely love to travel. We had the best guide I've ever had to. He was just insanely intelligent and kind, and we felt safe, and it was wonderful. We took the trip with Insight Vacations, started in Cairo, did a 7-night Nile cruise, and then we came back to Cairo for 3 days, and that's when we got to go to Dendura. We got to go to Giza and see the pyramids and the Sphinx, and Sakura to see the step pyramids. We learned so much that people were following me on Facebook as well, and they're like, are you going to do it again? And so we start booking so early that we have to think ahead. So we're going to do one again in October of 2024. I've got a wait list already started, so I can contact those people first. But if you're interested in doing Egypt in 2024, then give our advisors a call, and we'll get you signed up on that list, so you're one of the first people to get signed up. We might take two buses at this point. It's going that well.
That's awesome. And you can also go to the contact us part of the website at foxworldtravel.com, because there is a little comment section on the bottom. Tell as much as you can about what you want to accomplish, and that'll get directed to the right person for
absolutely.
That as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Another text here at 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talking text line. Any updates on a 2024 Antarctica trip?
You know, that one I haven't heard of yet, but I am on... I would like to do that. Rose did hers.
Is that the only continent you've never been on?
That is correct. So okay. I need to hit that seventh continent as well. And I think I want to do it on a little bigger ship probably than what she did. I get a little seasick myself. I would definitely, that's something I want to do. I'm not sure if it's going to happen in 24. It may be a 25, but we definitely have it on our radar for sure.
So how far in advance should people plan for a trip? Like 2 months, 5 months, a year?
I say as soon as possible. Start the planning process. As, you know, we can only book the air 300 days out, so that's okay. A little bit of a, you know, that'll make that decision for you. But I have people, and I know in the past when I was doing Alaska travel shows live, they were coming out 2 years ahead just to get information. And then when things can start to be booked, we ourselves are working on, like, 24 right now. We actually started working on 24 a couple months ago.
Okay.
And so we usually start in 22. We work on 24. So in 20 this year, we'll start working on 25 after 24 is done. So
my goodness.
Yeah, just as quick as we possibly can. But saying that, there is a lot of great last minute travel available yet too. So if you are looking at going maybe this spring or early summer, we've got a new campaign started. It's called Extraordinary Journeys. And it's just started yesterday. So new things are going to be popping up on our website. And one of those things is we're going to talk about the uptick in summer vacation travel and more exotic locations.
Okay.
They're really, really looking at Japan is getting really big. Thailand, Australia, of course. Europe is still pretty much a fan favorite. And going in the spring and the summer is really a nice time to be there because it's a little bit, the weather is just beautiful. It's a little, probably a little bit nicer than here, low crowds. You think spring flowers, tulips in the Netherlands, springtime in Paris. It looks like a painting, all of Europe at that time of the year. So there's still some deals out there. I was looking through a few things on the Caribbean and Mexico. ALG always, Apple Vacations always has some great last minute deals if you want to pop into some warmer weather and really get back to some springtime. And then also we've got some Alaska having some last minute deals. Rose has got only about 20 more seats left on her trip in August. If you're still wanting to go with Rose, and I don't know how many more times she's going to go to Alaska.
Really?
So I think if you want to travel with her up there, then this is the time.
Every person I've ever known that's gone to Alaska loves it. I haven't heard one person say anything bad about a trip to Alaska.
Yeah, it kind of gets into your soul when you're up there once you go. I didn't even want to go to Alaska at the time, and now I've been there 36 times.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
It just kind of, yeah, it right into your heart, and it's such a wonderful place to see. It's beautiful, the animals, the people, the mountains, just one of the few last pristine, wonderful places that's close to home, too.
Right.
I mean, there are pristine places in South America, down in Chile and Argentina, but something this close to home in Alaska is something I want everybody I love to see it at least once in their lifetime, because it's just beautiful.
That's Colleen Ellsberg. I'm Dayton Kane. It's Fox World Travel Show, the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We have text lined up. Love to hear some calls as well. But now we take a break and go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. 9:35, 48 degrees for a high today. We are currently at 32. Dayton Kane in with Colleen Ellsberg, who's in for Rose Gray. She'll be back next week, though.
Yes,
for
she
one
will.
Week.
1 week, and then you got me back for two. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Travel is in full swing. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Got more text here. Let's go through it. Planning on going to Poland in the fall for a genealogical trip. What is the best airline to use, and how is driving there? Thanks, Liz.
Well, good morning, Liz. Actually, good timing here. I just got back from Poland. I was there with a group in September. And a fabulous trip, a beautiful country. I was quite surprised at how gorgeous it is. We flew LOT, L-O-T, the Polish airline, and it was fine. It was just like any other international carrier. Nice. If you can upgrade your seats, that's always a good thing, too. But the planes were great, newer, great staff. So I would look into LOT, L-O-T, for the airline.
And, how long of a flight?
It wasn't bad. I think we flew, Chicago to Warsaw was about 10 hours.
Okay.
So about the same as it would go to Italy or something like that. So okay. I was surprised. I thought it was longer because I thought you'd be farther east, but we really weren't. And then we flew right away up to Krakow, and then we drove throughout the entire country and came back down and flew home from Warsaw again. So it was a fabulous trip. And driving there, I would probably say I would feel comfortable driving there, and I'm pretty chicken when it comes to driving in big cities and things, even in Warsaw and Krakow wasn't too bad. I would the country driving would be no problem at all. We did have some of our folks that wanted to go to Poznan to look at some genealogy, and they got a private driver actually to pick them up and then take them out there. So, but driving yourself, I think the country for sure you'll have no problems. The cities might be a little bit more, a little bit harder to park and maybe pay for parking and things like that. But beautiful. Beautiful countrysides, lovely hotels, great food. Oh my God, it's a platter every time. Whether it's a light lunch or a little dinner, it's going to be a platter of food. They'll bring up several.
That's interesting because when I think Poland, I don't necessarily food doesn't jump to the front of the list.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. And I really didn't know what to expect. And we do have Diane Chechad in our Greenfield branch office is Polish. And so I always talked to her about it. And I fell in love with the country. And the food was, it was rich and filling and a lot of meats, a lot of chicken. The pierogies, of course, you have to have those when you're there. The desserts, they were in mushroom season when I was there, and I'm a huge mushroom lover, and so every different entree and the soups were fabulous. Maybe a little, you know, on the hearty side, you know, get a little bit more Eastern European, Russian type feel to it, but I was just so impressed with how beautiful everything was, and we had some people that were a little timid about going because of Ukraine, but you didn't feel anything at all because they're taking such good care of those folks, most of the workers that were over there were Ukrainian and so kind, and I just had a blast, and my folks that went with me, they couldn't say enough good things about what a wonderful trip it was.
You want to talk to Colleen or have questions? The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We have Jack from New Berlin on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Colleen, Jack and Janet, remember us?
Hi, Jack.
You really looked out for us. If anybody that's listening that's old, Colleen is the best to travel with. She really looked out for us. And if you're lucky, you might get to share a hot air balloon ride with Colleen over the Valley of the Kings.
That was spectacular.
That?
Oh, my God, Jack, that was the highlight of my life, and us, the two of us trying to get in and out of that basket to fly over there.
We'll always have Egypt, right?
Absolutely. So you felt really comfortable there, didn't you, Jack?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect.
Oh,
but I don't want to take too much time. I wanted to remind you that we want to go to Paris and Normandy in 2024. Put us in the back of your mind for that.
Absolutely. For sure.
And the other thing is, have a good time in Hawaii.
Thanks, Jack. It was great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, Jack.
You're welcome. You take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody I know that travels with you loves you. I've done it. I love you.
Thanks,
my
Dave.
Mom's done it. She loves you. It's, you are a good host. You do a good job. So.
Well, it's all about having fun.
Yeah.
That's about what it is.
The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Hi, Vicky here. Can you give me advice about taking a train out of Rome? We'll be in Rome at the end of April and would like to take a day trip to Florence and Pompeii.
Yeah, I would definitely book ahead if you can, if you have some kind of an idea of what your schedule is. You can look at Rail Europe. You can do your rail passes, and that'll get you there for the day. There's also a lot of tour companies that could probably help you out with that as well. But and again, I can't say it enough how important it is to work with a travel advisor. And so give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO and talk to one of our advisors, and they can walk you through the process.
Okay, so you can do it. Make sure you buy ahead if you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going to Alaska with Fox World in August, what can we expect for weather?
Oh, weather. That's a hard one to predict always, but I have been up in Alaska in August when it's 80 degrees and when it's 50 degrees. It's really a hard one to pack for. If you're going toward the beginning of August, the weather's usually pretty decent. It's starting their fall season already at that point.
Okay.
So it can get a little chilly. So just pack layers. Always bring something for rain just in case, but it's not nothing that we can't handle. We're from Wisconsin. We just went through heck last week. So being up in Alaska in August is one of my favorite times to be there. Fall color is starting. It's a little cooler, so it tends to bring more of the wildlife out because they do not like hot weather. They're used to.
So that's good.
Yes, it's and even rainy days that brings the wildlife out a little bit more, just because it is nice and cool and they enjoy that. So just kind of be prepared, and you don't need heavy boots and mukluks and all that stuff. Just a rain jacket of some sort and just layers. I like fleece vests and long sleeve T-shirts, short sleeve T-shirts. You kind of got to pack right. for every situation.
All right. Know. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. It's Fox World Travel Show. John and Eileen say, hi, Colleen. Are there any group tours to Greece coming up in 2024?
You know, I don't think so, John and Eileen. Hello. I will take a peek at that. I got to talk to our resident European expert, Deb, and see what she's got on the plans. But I've got your name written down, and if Greece pops in, we will definitely let you know.
All right. We have more text stacked up, ready to go. When we come back, we'll get to those. Thank you for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. It's WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
I like this one.
That's nice. Yeah, I wanted a little exotic stuff going on today.
Isaac's in the producer's studio. You can call and he'll pick up 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here on the Fox World Travel Show. Let's go to some texts. I'm the mom of three soon-to-be employed college graduates. Yay, she says. So future travel to Europe is on my bucket list. Colleen, where would you suggest going? What's your favorites?
Oh, there's so many places that I could call my favorites over there. You know, I love the Netherlands. It's something that a lot of people don't think about, too, especially from our area. We're more about Germany and Italy, and which are all amazing things. And actually, I think one of the neatest things you could probably do with your kids is to do kind of a mass country type trip. And we offer something very similar. It's called European Treasures, where you hit seven countries in not a fast amount of time. It's a nicely, easily paced. You know, the countries are very close over there. We started in England, which everybody should see. It's just a fun and historic place to see. And then we took the Channel train over to the Netherlands, and we went up to Belgium and Amsterdam and the Netherlands, and we came back down through Switzerland, and we hit Austria, we hit Germany, and then we ended up in Italy. It's just kind of a neat way to see a lot of things. So if you're interested in something like that, we actually have one. It's August of 23, so this coming August. We've got a few seats left on that. It's called European Treasures. So it's just kind of what you're interested in, too. I love Prague. I love Budapest. Two great places, more toward the eastern part of the country. So just kind of talk it through with one of our advisors and see what they can suggest.
Awesome. Good morning. Considering traveling to Aruba the last week of October, can you recommend all-inclusive resorts to consider? And who would we contact at Fox World?
They do have some very nice all-inclusives, not a lot that I know personally. I know they do have the Riu properties, which I always feel very comfortable selling because they do a great job with their all-inclusives. They also have Barcelos, which is another wonderful company. And then I would, again, just go onto our website and look at our advisor destination experts and see who fits the bill and where you want to go with our Aruba experts.
Or just fill out the contact form and it'll get routed to the right person.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Is it too late to plan a trip to Morocco in late April? If not, is it a good, safe destination for a 65-year-old woman and 23-year-old daughter?
You know, I wouldn't be too hesitant to try. April, we're just at the beginning of March right now. And again, you probably want to do it through one of our advisors and not try to figure this out by yourself at this point, being this late. Take a peek at the different airlines that they can offer. And then we have a lot of people that go to Morocco. It is a safe destination, but I would probably recommend doing it with a tour company and not on your own. So you have somebody to go to, a safety net of some sort, instead of trying to make your way through everything. You can pick some of those tour operators like Globus Vacations that we talked about last week, where they can kind of be the vessel for your hotels and your transfers, and you can do as much as you want with them, or kind of do your own thing, and they'll just get you from here to there, and then you'll have someone to speak to in case there's issues.
I'm a chicken traveler. I don't know that I've always gone with a group. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that I'd feel safe trying to plan it myself. And that's just me, maybe. But
yeah.
having that Fox World Travel rep with you is a huge, huge asset.
Exactly. And I'm a kind of a chicken traveler myself when it comes to exotic destinations. I want to be with somebody who knows what's going on and
right.
are the experts in that area. So going, even when I travel by myself, I will book a cruise, like a river cruise. So I have some that transportation in that place, the feeling of safety there. And I've done wonderful trips through the company where I've actually been on group tours and didn't tell them I was a tour guide because I wanted to experience it
right.
by myself. I told them I was in the CIA, which are, is actually my initials, so it wasn't kind of a truthful thing. So, yeah. But it's always nice to have that safety net and that feeling of somebody you can go to that speaks English and that
right,
can
right.
direct you away from bad restaurants or bad areas of town. And it's try it out with that first. And then if you feel comfortable, go back and do it on your own.
Great questions. Thanks. Keep them coming in. One final segment coming up. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane, Colleen Allsburg. It's Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and Colleen here, wrapping it up with this final segment. Cloudy chance of an afternoon shower, but not a ton of rain. A high of 48 today. We're at 37 already in Milwaukee. Beautiful spring weather.
Love
in
it.
March.
Love it.
I do love it. And another good news that there's hope that summer's coming. We're now within a month of the Brewers home opener.
Oh, that's
They
better.
Open April 3rd. So there's hope. There's
oh,
hope
thank
coming.
God.
855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talking text line. It says here, what if I'm not happy with a travel consultant? That's not with you guys, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they book with Fox World or not, I would again
it's
like.
Because it wasn't the primary one, they said. Somehow they got shuffled off to another person.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the whole thing, but maybe just again, contact us through the website and that'll go to one of our directors and they can handle that question for you for sure.
Is there a place to find a last minute deal within the month with no specific destination in mind? Cindy from Portage.
Absolutely. Again, I'm going to refer you back to one of our advisors. I just pulled up a list of all the last minute deals that Apple Vacations, Funjet Vacations, Classic, and Travel Impressions, a lot of different companies have last minute deals. If you are open to where you're going and not worried about if you're just kind of open and you'll say, just send me somewhere warm. That's the way to go. And then they can look through the lists. They had some pretty good prices for 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 nights if that's what you are looking for. So, yeah, give us a call.
So if you can do that and just pick up and go and don't care where you go, can you get pretty good deals or is it always better to book in advance ahead?
Yeah, I'm more of an advance kind of person. I don't like to fly off the seat of my pants too much. I would prefer to know and have something to look forward to. But
right.
there
that
are times.
That is part of the fun, right? Having
absolutely.
That trip to look forward to.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of getting a little anxious because I didn't have anything on the books for myself. So I'm working on that right now. But yeah, you can, absolutely can do that. And if you've got a passport and a credit card, you can pretty much do anything at last minute and pack
sure.
a bag. As a travel person in the travel industry, that's kind of our life is when we're looking for the deal ourselves. It's always, hey Rose, can you go to France next month? Yeah, sure. Let's do it. You know,
right.
It's kind of fun too. But yeah, you can definitely do a last minute deal.
I know that my uncle Jeff and Aunt Rita, who live in the Villages, who I went to visit
yes.
last week, they can just drive down to the cruise port get on a cruise cheap because
yeah, totally jealous. I
there's
love
open
that.
Rooms, right? So they're trying to sell it. So
that's my goal in life is to be able to do that.
Yeah. Thinking about a 2024 Costa Rica tour, any suggestions on a group tour company to look at?
Yeah, there's a lot of great tour operators down in Costa Rica. I know that Kensington Kensington Tours does a great job. Trafalgar does a great job. If you're looking for all-inclusive in Costa Rica, which we've done many times with our groups, we use Apple Vacations for that because they have they'll get your air set up and package everything together. So lots of great options for you. If you're looking more to get into throughout the country and see the volcanoes and just do more of that, then definitely give us a call and have them take a look at Globus Vacations too.
Okay. We'll be calling you because that's where we want to go next
year. Okay. Fantastic.
All right. We have a minute left. Wrap it up. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, again, I can't stress this enough. We are very busy at Fox. So please be patient with us right now. If you can, make an appointment ahead of time. Call before you come so we don't waste your time while you're sitting waiting for us to be not busy. We're kind of getting to that hump of the winter craziness. And now's the time to just make sure you have an appointment and give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO. Check us out on the website and we will be happy to help you. Our branch offices are open today, Saturday from 9 to noon, except for Oshkosh, but everybody else is open. So they're waiting for you to that call, and they want to help you get on the road again.
All right. 9 o'clock next week, a totally different crew. Rose Gray back for a week and Libby Collins filling in for me. So make sure you catch it every Saturday here. It's the Fox World Travel Show. You can also get it at foxworldtravel.com. I think by Monday it's posted if you didn't get the whole show and you want to check back in.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Always good seeing you, Colleen.
You too, Dayton. Have a good weekend.
You too. Danny Clayton and Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk up next on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.